This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. As communities across Wisconsin explore ways to protect residents from the negative impacts of data center development, XL Energy has shared a new proposal on energy use. XL Energy has filed the proposal with the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin, seeking to ensure that the companies behind data center projects are paying the full cost for the energy they need. In addition to the environmental issues associated with the facilities, Wisconsin residents have expressed concerns over how the excessive energy use could impact their own utility bills or the reliability of their service. The proposal would create new safeguards to protect customers from having to pick up the tab for the increased energy use, forcing data center facilities and other new large electric customers like industrial plants to enter into a binding 15-year commitment backed by strong financial security provisions. If approved by the Public Service Commission, those larger utility customers would be required to make minimum monthly payments and cover any remaining costs if they end their operations early through high exit fees. The Eau Claire man charged in a fatal stabbing at the Dew Dodge Inn has been deemed competent to stand trial. 44-year-old Anthony Jackson was charged with first-degree intentional homicide in relation to the stabbing death of 31-year-old Alex Graff of Medford in December of 2024. Authorities say Jackson was an unhoused individual at the time of the incident, and security video showed that he was acting strangely before attacking Graff with no provocation. He was found competent to stand trial on Monday and is scheduled to return to court on July 6th. The Eau Claire County Parks and Forest Committee has recommended that the county continue to explore the potential sale of the County Expo Center near Lowe's Creek County Park. At its meeting on Monday, committee staff clarified that they are not considering a specific proposed sale at this time, but a number of groups have expressed interest in purchasing the property. The recommendation to explore those potential sales also comes with the caveat that the decision must include input from local organizations that use the site, like 4-H, the Eau Claire Curling Club, and more. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman. Some are calling it the end of an era. The Milwaukee Bucks trade the arguably greatest player in franchise history, Giannis Antetokounmpo, to the Miami Heat. The blockbuster trade broke late on Monday night after months, if not years, of uncertainty surrounding the star sharpshooter. On a special edition of Civic Media's Make the Call, Jimmy Casca and the crew commiserate over the trade, seeing Giannis leave Milwaukee, and the championship legacy Bucks fans still get to hold on to.
I was very sad for a while because it's to me, you know, the end of an era for the Bucks. It's just one of those things, like, you knew it was coming, you didn't want it to happen, and it did anyway. I'm curious about where you guys are at. I felt like this was inevitable, and we have finally arrived to that day.
As Jimmy says, Giannis saved basketball here in Wisconsin and delivered the 2021 title, the parade and years of memories that can't be taken away. A man accused of secretly placing a recording device inside a bathroom at the Menominee Medical Office where he worked is now facing charges in Eau Claire County. Medical assistant Meng Vang has been facing 30 felony charges in Dunn County, but now faces additional charges with prosecutors saying they found images secretly recorded by the defendant at a reform medicine office in Eau Claire. Vang is scheduled to appear in court on the new charges today. Finding new leadership for UW-Madison and the state university system will cost hundreds of thousands of dollars and take months to complete. The combined searches for a new chancellor and system president are expected to exceed $461,000. Outside firms are leading the effort, helping identify candidates and manage the hiring process. The president's position became vacant after a high-profile firing of Jay Rothman earlier this year. Regents say they hope to fill that role first, with a decision expected later this fall. Eau Claire County has officially filed a lawsuit against a number of chemical manufacturers over PFAS contamination. Civic Media's James Kelly has the story.
The lawsuit was filed in Chippewa County Circuit Court earlier this month as the county seeks to recover damages for the forever chemicals in the water supply near the Chippewa Valley Regional Airport. According to the complaint, the named defendants in the lawsuit include companies like 3M, DuPont, and more, and lists seven causes of action, including defective design, negligence, and violations of the Wisconsin Uniform Fraudulent Transfer Act. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Environmental regulators say nearly 100 public water systems in Wisconsin have PFAS levels above federal drinking water standards enacted last year. That includes water systems in the cities of Eau Claire, Wausau, Madison, and La Crosse. Students in Madison will have much less access to their phones at school starting this fall under a new district policy. Middle schoolers will not be allowed to use phones at all during the school day, even at lunch or recess. High school students will have to keep devices put away during class, passing periods, and school activities, but can use them at lunch. The school board approved the plan to meet a new state law, though some parents say it may not go far enough or include enough community input. The furthermost upriver lock in the lower Fox River system may soon see boat traffic again after being closed for more than a decade. The Fox River Navigational System Authority has approved an agreement with the DNR on the Menasha Lock. Built in the mid-1800s, the Menasha Lock was closed due to an invasive species of fish, the round goby, being found below the Nina Dam. The recent agreement means the DNR will apply a fish toxicant to prevent the spread of round gobies into the Winnebago system while commercial boats move through the system. The agreement doesn't include recreational boaters at this point, but officials say they hope to get to that point over the next year. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
Another Brewers win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers beat the Reds again, this time 2-0, thanks to another great pitching performance. On Monday, it was Brandon Woodruff. This time, Brandon Sproat. Manager Pat Murphy.
He was dominant. Best outing of the year, best stuff of the year. Yeah, and he could have kept going. His calf tightened up in the fifth. You probably noticed him grabbing it, but he wanted to stay for the sixth, and then after the sixth, we didn't want to risk it. He could have stayed, but things worked out.
Sproat allowing just one hit in six innings. The Brewers going for the sweep tonight. Basketball, the Milwaukee Bucks adding two new players in the draft. Guard Braden Burries and forward Nate Amond. Burries asked about being yet another player out of Arizona getting drafted by an NBA team.
It's an opportunity of a lifetime. The legends before me, and I'm just trying to get to where they at. Shout out to all the AZ guys that got drafted, and I feel like it's gonna be another one tonight.
That's the Bucks' Braden Burries with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. Our high today in the mid to upper 70s. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms this evening, then partly cloudy. We'll drop to the low to mid 50s tomorrow. Partly cloudy with a high of 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.